Joining me live in studio is LCSD 2 Superintendent Matt Erickson. Good morning, Superintendent. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing well, Duke.
Appreciate you stopping by, as always, and the monthly update from the district. Tell us what you'd like to discuss today.
Well, there's something that's coming on board this year. We're just in the infancy stages of it, but in 2018, the state legislature passed the Indian Education for All Act. And so the state's been providing a bunch of resources and whatnot. We've been working behind the scenes with a couple of influential Native Americans or indigenous people, and they've been helping us with some resources and whatnot. But I just wanted to give a little sample of a couple of the standards. So explain the rights, duties, and responsibilities of being a tribal member of the Wind River Indian Reservation. And explain the historical development of the United States Constitution and treaties and how they have shaped the United States, Wyoming, and tribal governments. So there's just a couple of examples, but we're pretty excited about this. And as you dig into it, there's some really neat things. And obviously, we welcome the discussion and have an obligation and duty, especially where we live. There's a lot of rich history around here, and we want to be good stewards of educating our students on this Indian Education for All Act.
So this will be starting this upcoming fall? Is it? Is that the plan?
That's the plan. We're, like I say, this year we're diving in just a little bit, putting our toe in the sand, so to speak. But we're ramping up. Our social studies teachers are getting some professional development, having some common assessments written, those types of things. So we're about there.
Okay. Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio this morning. And, you know, there's, of course, been the discussion on understanding the culture more. And there's been letters to the editor and things like that and the Star Valley Independent that I'm seeing. And so I'm assured that this is all part of it, right? This is just to understand the history and the culture of where we are.
Absolutely. There's a couple of different things. There's a big difference between history and culture. And we're going to try to educate in this legislation that was passed a couple of years ago. Like I say, you know, there's a big effort in the state of Wyoming right now to educate on the culture and give indigenous people the respect that they deserve.
Superintendent, is this all levels, K through 12? Is this a high school course, just a required course? Tell us more about that.
It is K through 12. Obviously, the majority of the standards would be the middle school and high school level. But as you know, fourth grade, part of their standards is Wyoming history. And boy, what an opportunity to be teaching about those things. So, like I say, the state's providing us a bunch of resources, and we're ramping up with some local resources and in communication with some influential indigenous people. So
this isn't a new class. It's just going to be included in the curriculum for current social studies courses.
Correct.
Is that what I'm understanding?
Correct. Yes. Gotcha. You're exactly right.
Superintendent Matt Erickson, Superintendent, anything else that you'd like to mention along those lines?
We're obviously very pleased with the Supreme Court ruling on the vaccine mandate. A couple of weeks ago, and that took a big load and burden off, so to speak. I'm not interested in people's views on it, but I'm very pleased. I didn't know how to navigate those waters, to be honest with you. So,
you know, it was kind of a two-part ruling. Of course, the healthcare industry got a separate ruling than everybody else. You have, of course, your staff with nurses. Your nursing staff within the district, do they fall under your umbrella, or are they considered a medical? I mean, how does that all work?
Yeah, they fall under the education umbrella. So okay. So we're good to go there.
All right. So, Superintendent, one question I wanted to ask, and I didn't prep you for this. I'm just going to throw it at you, so I hope that's okay. But I had the chance to speak with a Cokeville High School senior that I understand talked with you about the potential for a ski team in Lincoln County, Matt Floyd, and it sounds like he's been trying to build a ski team that would involve District 1, District 2, and this year they're competing with some surrounding school districts like in Pinedale or Jackson. I wanted to just get your thoughts. I'll have that interview with Matt Floyd later on coming up with kind of his experience with this. But I wanted to get some comments from you on what your thoughts are and the potential for combining with Kemmer on a Lincoln County High School ski team.
So that's an intriguing question. Yeah, we've been involved in several meetings. Tim Teichert, athletic director in Cokeville, Rob Erickson, athletic director at Star Valley High, and then myself. We've been working with some folks that are very interested. There takes 8 teams to be sanctioned with Wyoming High School activity. So there's currently 8 schools that are sanctioned for downhill skiing. Pine Dell's one of them. So we've entered a combination school agreement. So our kids, and currently we just have kids from Cokeville that are participating, but they've got some dry land coaching going on and whatnot, and then ski at Pine Creek, and they're actually competing with Pine Dell High School this year. So we appreciate Pine Dell letting us enter that combination school agreement. But there's a lot of different rules and things with Wyoming High School Activities Association, but I can tell you that this isn't the only sport that we're considering. Going to have proposals that we'll take to the school board and make decisions if we're going to add. I would tell you that the other one that is in the works is women's wrestling.
All right. I was going to ask if that was the one. I was hoping you would say that.
So,
okay.
Yeah. You'll see it be an agenda item for a board meeting within the next 3 or 4 months.
Okay. And so women's wrestling is currently not a sanctioned sport, though, in Wyoming. Is that correct? So,
well, they participate on the men's side.
Right.
In Wyoming.
But, right.
I believe that there's... And you're catching me cold turkey here. I'm out of my league. But yeah. There's either 5 or 6 Wyoming schools that have adopted, or their school boards have committed to having women-only teams.
Okay, and so so the proposal would have to be, if District 2's here, if the board approves with it, then you combine with the other districts to go to WASA and say, hey, we'd like to have this sport sanctioned. Would that be basically the process?
So they would have their own tournaments, their own duels. They have their own weight classes, the girls do, and then they would have their own state tournament.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. You're all seeing right. Surrounding states do it.
No, everyone but Wyoming, basically,
right.
Has it sanctioned. So, all right, Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio this morning. Thanks for... taking that question off the cuff there. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Anything else happening in District 2 that you wanted to mention while we have you?
We're obviously planning for the 22-23 school year. By state statute, we're on an alternate calendar in Lincoln 2, meaning that if you're not on the 175 traditional student instruction days, then your calendar needs to go to your local school board for 2 consecutive months before it goes to the Wyoming school board, the state school board. So our school board passed alternative calendars for Star Valley as well as Cokeville that look very similar to this year's calendars. The calendars we're currently operating under in January's meeting. And then I'll propose them again in February's board meeting on February 9th, and then Mrs. Kleeman will kick them to the state to be considered.
Okay. So you anticipate then Star Valley would stay on a – wrote some 4-day, some 5-day weeks then. Is
correct. The proposal is that Star Valley would stay on 160 instructional day calendar that's been extended a little bit due to the time, because we're under seat time laws from the state of Wyoming. So seat time is changing as well for the 22-23 school year, Duke. And currently seat time requirements, well, they're being tightened down, but currently it's 900 hours for an elementary student, 1,050 for a middle school or junior high, and 1,100 for a high school. And at the middle school and high school level, like I say, the rules are being tightened up, but they're also, the state's reducing the number of hours by 100. But actually, there'll be more seat time, quality seat time, in my opinion. Because right now, some sort of passing times and lunch and whatnot count as seat time. Moving forward, starting in the 22-23 school year, It will be time in a chair, so to speak, in front of a certified teacher is all that will count.
Whenever you talk about this, I always think about release time for things like seminary. This won't impact that at all, I'm assuming?
It will not impact release time for religious studies, yeah. And, you know, maybe I'm telling you more than you want to know, but it's
the mic is on, Superintendent.
It's really, really complicated. The state of Wyoming funds us at 100% ADM, average daily membership, if a student is in school over 87% of the time, which allows for a student to participate in a release time religious study. So that law continues, and if a student drops below 87%, then they're considered fractional ADM, and obviously it has a huge impact on the funding side for us.
So sure.
I heard an interview earlier within the last week or so with a county commissioner talking about 73% of local tax dollars go to education. That's absolutely true. But I would add on to that that we're very fortunate in Lincoln County with our education system, because we raise about 12 to 13 million locally through taxes, and our budget is 47 each million in Lincoln too. So the state makes up the difference. So if you look at it percentage-wise, we're actually paying, as residents of Lincoln County, about 20 to 23% of the budget for our school district.
I see.
Our friends around the state are picking up the rest. And you know, the reality is the majority of it comes from royalties off of natural resources.
Minerals, right?
Yeah.
Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio this morning. Superintendent, as always, appreciate the time, and thank you for stopping by.
Thank you.